Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal, it's undocumented.
But how many of thousands of people being killed by illegals?
The prime suspect charged in Lincoln Riley's murder was 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra. He's originally from Venezuela. He illegally entered the United States back in 2022.
Nobody ever wants to see their child in a bathtub the way I found her. Nobody.
The Texas grand jury indicted Rafael Gouveia Romero. He's accused of attacking 16-year-old Lisbeth Medina by repeatedly hitting her head and stabbing her. Police also say he took her phone after killing her and responded to text messages and used her social media.
This Salvadoran migrant, illegally present according to ICE, his name is Nilson Granados Trejo, accused of murdering, killing a tragic death of a two-year-old infant.
Detectives say Jose Talamantes blew through a stop sign at more than 50 miles an hour, hitting motorcyclist David Hadrich.
In Kenner, Louisiana, a Honduran migrant accused of raping at knife point a 14-year-old teenage girl.
Local media in Virginia are reporting about a Venezuelan illegal immigrant there who has been arrested for sexual assault. Reports say the individual crossed into El Paso, Texas last September and was released into the U.S.
NYPD making two more arrests, illegal immigrants, and that attack on officers. A fifth illegal immigrant accused of attacking two New York City police officers over the weekend showed no remorse or regret.
Why aren't they in jail right now? They brutally attacked a New York City police officer and a lieutenant.
This video doorbell footage shows a migrant stealing a pro-Israel flag from a Jewish family's Long Island home. And one of the members of this family, by the way, lost a relative in the October 7th terrorist attack by Hamas. The migrant immediately began punching him in the head. You see it there. Put him in a chokehold, headbutted him at least once. That's all according to the homeowner, and threw him to the ground.
I believe that fentanyl is the greatest threat to Americans today. Between the ages of 18 and 45, more Americans are dying from drug poisonings, fentanyl, and meth than from cancer, than from COVID, than from car accidents, than from terrorism.
100,000 die every year, and nothing's being done. Not enough is being done. Numbers are going up, not down. You talk about children being taken away from their parents. My children were taken away from me.
There are two cartels in Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel, that are killing Americans with fentanyl at catastrophic and record rates like we have never seen before.
I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country.
Welcome back. About the only thing missing to that was I probably should have started, or at least somebody should have started, whoever made the video. I think it was the GOP that actually put that one together. They should have started off with, "This is Joe Biden's America." Now, I think that pretty much would just sum it all up right there. That's how bad things have gotten. That's how bad the border is. These are the things that happen when you let people come into a country that are not checked, not registered. You don't know who they are. This is what happens. The fentanyl problem is a whole problem on its own. But all of the violence that we're seeing, and it is rising because you're seeing more and more stories in the news all the time, is because millions upon millions of people are pouring in across our southern border. So what do you expect? Not everybody's a good guy. Not everybody's here just for the American dream. Not everybody's here just to get a job and have a better life. Some people are here for nefarious reasons. I could probably just end the show right now because that was probably one of the better GOP little videos they put together that I've seen. That's probably one of the best ones. I'm not gonna, it was pretty impressive. I could probably just mic drop the show right there and called it a day, but we will continue on. You know, this is a big ticket item for 2024 in November. The border is wildly out of control. I mean, we might as well not even have border agents at this point. I mean, the flood of people coming in here, people use the word invasion. And I know it gets popular when things happen that people get words and get hung up on words, but I don't think there's really a better descriptive word than invasion for what's happening at our border. I don't. When you're having millions of people cross every single year, that's not an illegal, it's not illegal immigration. These aren't a few hundred thousand people that have somehow gotten across the border. I mean, that is, the floodgates are open and we are being invaded from the south. And these are the consequences from that. But it is this is a big, big ticket for November. People are paying attention to this, and it's a good thing that they are, because people need to pay attention to this. We need secure borders. You don't have a country if your borders aren't secure. So if we could secure the borders, you'd feel like we have a little bit better country here. You need to put somebody in the White House that's going to make sure that we actually do secure our borders, rather than leave somebody in the White House who leaves the borders wide open and just allows people to come in here at record pace. I mean, I can't imagine they'd come in any faster. All right, moving on to the next thing. All right, if you live in Maine, I would pay attention very closely. Democrats in Maine have quietly reintroduced into a different committee the same pro-transgender bill that was unanimously defeated once already. The bill would in part prevent parents from being contacted or having any say in the transitioning of their children by school or medical officials who would serve as groomer protection measures. The bill is LD-227. It's very similar to LD-1735, which was killed in the Judicial Committee in January. Republican critics of the bill are blasting the previous one as anti-family and anti-child. The bill prohibits interference between parents and children if a child requests an abortion or wants to go a gender-affirming care, and this is according to Fox News. The law, if passed, would give a sweeping license to the transgendering of children and abortion of minors, whether parents agree with the procedure or not. The bill additionally protects any minor who enters the state from outside and would cause Maine's law enforcement to prevent parents from being able to influence their children's medical care if these parents opposed the so-called gender-affirming care. The bill is so far reaching that 16 Republican attorney generals from other states filed a warning to the Maine legislature not to pass the bill. The Republican AG called the bill unconstitutional because it's taking away parental rights and for automatically taking children into state custody, no matter what state the child comes from. If Maine pursues this LD-227 constitutionally defective approach, they said, we will vigorously avail ourselves of every recourse of our Constitution provides. That's what the AG wrote to the Maine legislature. The bill would shield law enforcement, schools, hospitals, doctors, and Maine politicians from lawful actions issued in any other state, and would block any legal recourse for anyone living outside of Maine. The left-wing lobby group, it's an alphabet group, is praising the bill. Of course they are. Patience Crozier, the director of the family advocate for the G Alphabet People, Legal Advocates and Defenders, GLAAD, lauded Maine's attempt to shield parents seeking transgender care in Maine. I think we're seeing across the country really horrible attacks on transgender people and on health care, which means that parents can't get the health care that they need for their children, which means providers are worried that they are not able to practice their craft. That's what Cozier said, according to WCSH-TV. also. Then what she went on to say, I think that Maine is where reproductive and transgender health care is legal. The bill is really important to the state and values of Maine and make sure that we're protecting our providers from those attacks from other states. One Maine parent, Amber, why does everybody got to have such hard last names? Mine's pretty simple. If you see my last name, you look at it and you'd get it pretty right. I got to be honest with you. It's not a hard one. Some people have the most messed up names. I think her name is Amber Lavigne. L-A-V-I-G-N-E. Lavigne. Lavigne. Lavigne, maybe. Who appeared at Capitol Hill in Augusta, worried that LD 1735s and bills like this would cancel out parental rights, which she's right, they would. They certainly would cancel out your rights. What they're talking about doing is if your kid, what they're going to sell it as is they're putting the power in the kid's hands. If the kid says that they feel this way, then who is a parent to stop that kid? So then basically you're taking state custody of the child, which is definitely socialism. But the state takes more or less custody, not complete custody, but the state says that if the kid wants to do that and make that decision, that the parent cannot oppose what they're trying to do. I mean, you are stripping the parents of all rights. If you have a 13-year-old little boy that has been convinced by everybody in school and social media and TV and everything else that, hey, you can be a girl, and he decides that he wants to be a girl and goes in for the care, he's going to have things done to his body that are unnatural and that could have long-term effects on him where he may or may not be able to live a normal life, okay? A 13-year-old is not intelligent enough, nor are they mature enough to make that decision. Not to mention with everything that's going on today, they're being indoctrinated to believe that these things are true when they are absolutely not. And I think that most parents, if you had a kid that came home and said that, the first thing that that parent is going to do, because they're actually coming from a position of caring and love, if they're not completely insane, you're going to sit down and talk to your child. For example, how it would go in my house is I'd look in your eyes and say, boy, I brought you in this world and I'll take you out. I ain't even trying to hear that nonsense. I don't know who's filling your head with nonsense. Somebody's lying to you. Somebody's convincing you of something. But I can assure you that you were born a boy. You're going to be a boy. No matter what radical surgeries that you do, you will still be a boy and you're going to die a boy. And that is it. There's nothing more to be said. Praise Jesus, I don't have those problems in my house. Thank God that we're Christian and we live by values that are important. And we strive for goodness, and we have God on our side protecting us. So I don't. It's not that I'm not worried about them. I'm very worried about them. But those evils have not creeped into my house. Fortunately, praise the Lord. But most parents that come from a loving position are going to want to talk to their children, and they're going to want to help their children get actually real help and real care, and go through whatever that process looks like. Sometimes, you know, the kid will come out of it and that was never my problem and realize that they've been duped and lied to by social media. A lot of times these transgender kids, they aren't actually transgender. They're just homosexual and they don't even get an opportunity to do that. They go and they make them do these drastic things to themselves. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous we're even having this conversation or even talking about this because it is stripping parents of their rights. Nobody has the right to tell you how to raise your kid. Okay. What, you know what rights the kids have? You're beating a kid. You're hurting a kid. You're doing something wrong to a kid. That kid has every right that any other human being has. But as far as the state coming in and telling you, if your kid says, I'm an elephant today and I want to go have my ears enlarged and I want my nose to be a lot longer. Okay. And the state says that they can do that at 12 years old because they think they're an elephant at 12 years old. Well, that doesn't fly. That's where mom and dads have the right to go. No, they're not 18 yet. They can't legally do anything. You can't sign any legal documents. You can't do anything. So at this point, no, they're under my care. We will work it out. We'll get them the care that they need, especially a good parent. And you can get the hell out of my house. You can get the hell out of my life. I don't need the state telling me what to do with my children. That's it. I don't. I just, in Maine, you see this bill, you need a call, you need to knock on doors. Brother Drew reached out to me, you know, and I'm so pleased that people are doing these things. Like he said before the last election, he was knocking on doors, he was talking to people. He's doing his part. I do my part. I send my letters. I go out. I support. I email people like crazy. I even go into certain people's offices. I do my part. If we all do our part, it takes some time. It really does. It takes a little bit of time, takes a little bit of effort, but believe me, in the end, the reward is worth it. You got to go out in Maine and you got to stop this bill from happening. You cannot allow them to take away parents' rights, because it's, you got to remember, it's not that simple. You're thinking to yourself, my kids are not transgender and they're not homosexual, or I don't even have any kids at all. This has no impact on me. Yes, it does. Because that's opening Pandora's box. Once they can snatch those rights, once you can tell a parent what they can or can't do with their kid, you realize, like, you've just opened, it's the floodgates now are open. They're going to try to take every right you have. So moments like these are that important. You need to nip it in the bud right away and say, When they're 18, they can make their own decisions. They can legally sign things, and they can make their own decisions. Until that day comes, I will be making all their decisions. I will be making all of their medical decisions, and we will be taking care of our children, and we will be doing what's best for our children, period, the end. The state, I don't want to hear nothing about the state. Should doctors be held accountable? Oh, yeah. All you Dr. Kevorkians out there that are mutilating children at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you sick individuals that are doing double mastectomies to women and these little 15-year-old girls, they're losing their breasts for the rest of their life. Oh, yeah, you guys should be just, I mean, burned at the stake. You guys should be thrown in a deep, dark jail. Yeah, what you're doing is wrong, and you know it. That's not healthcare. You're not helping anybody. You're not fixing any problems. You're not making anybody better. You are giving in to insanity, and you are taking something away from that person that they could never get back. Now, hey, that all this, like I said, Maine, this crap can't go on. It can't. You got to stop it. You got to get out there and do your part. Make sure that that bill does not see the light of day. Bury that bill, because that's just the tip of the iceberg. If they can get that, believe me, they're coming for more.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.